Wildlife advocates want federal regulators to consider habitats and migratory routes when planning new transmission infrastructure in Massachusetts and nationwide. Transmission lines can act like highways, interfering with wildlife's ability to move, reproduce, or find seasonal homes. Veronica Uncono is a transmission specialist with the National Wildlife Federation. She says decisions about transmission placement should be data-driven.
Proactively planning transmission development helps to strike a balance that can help wildlife have their needs met while also helping people have access to low-cost and clean energy.
Uncono says two new reports provide a summary of research regarding wildlife and the power grid both on and offshore and where data gaps remain. She says it's possible to meet our energy needs while making wildlife a priority. Offshore wind energy is helping Massachusetts meet its clean energy and climate goals, but buried transmission cables can disrupt critical habitats on the seabed. The National Wildlife Federation's senior policy specialist, Shana Steingard, says sea scallops, blue crabs, and American lobster help sustain the rest of the ocean ecosystem and need protection.
Climate change presents an existential threat to all species, particularly ocean species. The threat from offshore wind development pale in comparison to the threats of not addressing climate change. There is no climate solution without offshore wind.
Steingard says researchers have identified previously used regulatory mechanisms to protect ocean species and better inform regulator decision-making. She says developers can be required to create anchoring plans for wind turbines and buffers to avoid sensitive habitats while reducing impacts on wildlife from the electromagnetic fields. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.